called Mishnayos Masechta Nedarim. We're up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Again, Hanoid Minaksus. Someone makes this net not in German from clothing. Mutze Besak, ladder in German from a sack. Rose Biria Vachamilu. These are thick type of material. But none of their people to cover themselves with it. Therefore, it was not Nichlal, Bechlal Yonedim. Omar, let's say somebody says, Koinem Semer Oilolai. He's making this a neder that wool like cannot go above him, cannot have enjoyment from wool. So we say, Mutlis Chasas Begizit Temer. His ladder covered himself with just piles of wool itself. In other words, what he meant to say was a beged, or a woolen cloth, clothing that he would not wear, but just pieces of wool, that's Mutta. What's if he says, Pishtin Ololai makes this a neder that flax should not go upon him? The same thing, mutl is chasos danitze fish, not have enjoyment just from pieces of flax. The same thing, what he meant to say was clothing made from flax, but not just raw flax by itself. Reb Yudah says, akolufi anoidim. It depends upon the person that made this isenedim. Like, depending what the situation is, what do we really mean to say? And therefore it's like this. Toyin, let's say, he was carrying upon him bundles of wool. The Yazid, and he started to sweat, and he started to smell. Vayerecha kosh, it smelled very bad, you know, when the wool starts to smell bad. And Omar, because of this, the person said, Koinem semu pishtem oilolai, I'm making this a neder that wool or flax cannot come upon me. So that's for sure what he meant to say is the raw wool or the raw flax that smells, that he meant to make an isra upon him. But mutal is chasois, for his ladder clothed himself with clothing made from Samar Pishtim. That does not smell there. Did not have das to make it also. The Yosel Hafshel Achurov. But just to take bundles like of woolen clothing, of woolen or flax clothing, and throw it on his back, that's also, because again, that's like carrying just the flax and wool, that's also. Mishnah Dalet. Hanoidim in Abayis. Someone makes this net not from a German from a house, not to go into the house. The locker is muta baliz, let it go into the attic. Stam bias only means the ground floor, not the attic. Dibur bimeya. Fachomram, the chom say no, aliya bechlala bias. The attic is bechlal the house. It makes this and that not to go into the house. He meant to say the attic also. Hanoidim in ali, let's say so clearly I can't have a German from the attic. The upstairs, then for sure what he say meant only the upstairs, and therefore muta bias. He's not to have a no from the downstairs house. Mishnah hey. Hanoidim in Amita, somebody has this nether not to have enjoyment from a bed. So Mutta Bedargish do Rabimeya. You let have enjoyment from a Dargish. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabimeya. Now see, all the Dargish is not called a regular Mita. A Dargish was, some say it was an Aras and Gemara, the Aras of the Goda. It was like a couch that you're not really used to sleep on. It was just there for a mazel toif to have a good mazel. And some say it was like a couch that you had or skin spread over it. It wasn't made from material, made from skin. So that's not the chalal or regular mita. Vachom or nechom say though, hadagish b'chalal mita, no, a dargish, even though it's only meant for good luck, or it's made out of skin, so what, but the mice is like a couch, that's b'chalal or mita, it's also to lie and to have a no from it. Hanoidim in a dargish, as somebody says, clearly I'm only asking myself on this dargish, that's a special type of the dead. Then, muta banita, Vadi meant to say only that, but a regular bed is allowed to have an offer. Hanoid Menir, so to make this net and out the German from the city. Muta lekonis letchum, which is allowed to go into the tchum, means within the first 2,000 amas outside the city, did not mean to make that also. But the yosel lekonis libura, but he can't come into the iburai, to the outskirts of the city, which is only 70 amas outside the city. That's us already. Avlanoid min abayis, so making this net to come into a house. Then it's only Yosef to come in into the doorpost. Agav means at the top of the doorpost. In other words, outside the house is Mutta. He only meant to say inside the door, that's the beginning of the house, that's what's also. But by a city already, we say the Iburai, that's already part of the city. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Koinem Peris Elu Olai. Somebody says it's also to have Hanor from these fruits. Or else with the lotion of koinim heim api, this fruit should be also to me to my mouth. Or else koinim heim lapi, any one of these three lotions. So he meant to say that this pre, this specific pre that he has in front of him, this pri should be osetim. So it's like he made this pri with an iser hanor, and therefore the locher is also bechilufeyim over gedulehim. If you exchange this pri, let's say, for money, so the money also becomes also. Or else if you plant this pri and something grows out from it, that's called gedulehim, it's also awesome. Because you made this chayfetz, this pri, also to you with the nisrano. What's going to be if the person says, loshno shani oichel, that I will not eat, shani toim, I will not taste, then mutzal b'chulufayim v'gedulehim. He only meant to say it's also for him to eat or to taste this fruit. But only the fruit itself is awesome. But if he exchanges it for something else, that's mutter. Or if he plants it and something new grows out, that's mutter. And the Mishnah says, the dovoy shevaro kolo. We're talking about something that the seed itself, after you plant it, that disintegrates, go away, and something, the fruit grows that's new, therefore that's mutter. That's not the old fruit, that's mutter. Avavadovoy shein zaro kolo. Lest there's something that the original seed does not disintegrate, just it becomes bigger and bigger, something like by an onion. If you plant an onion, it just grows bigger and bigger. Then afilu gidulei gidulin asur, even the second time you plant it, what grows out from it, it's all awesome, because it's a continuation from the first fruit. And since you said you cannot have a no, you do not want to taste it or eat it, therefore this is still awesome. Your Mishnah Zayin. Somebody says to his wife, I'm going to make an Isser Hanor from what comes out of your hands. If you do work, the paycheck that you get, or whatever you make, should be yosef to me. Or else, Kainim Hain Alpi, they should be yosef to my mouth. Or else, Kainim Hain Lepi, they should be yosef to my mouth. So here also, he meant to say that Chayfus, whatever she makes, whatever she gets, should be also Lahanor for you. And therefore also b'chilufeyim u'v'gudulayim, and not a lot of enjoyment from the exchange of it, or from what grows out of it. What's going to be if you say, sheini oichel, I will not eat what you make, sheini tam, I will not taste what you make, then muta b'chilufeyim u'v'gudulayim, you'll have to have enjoyment from the exchange of it, or from what grows, because you only said you won't eat the fruit itself. Again, b'dovah shazara kol, is something that the seed itself disintegrates, and the fruit grows over. Avavadova shein zara kol, but something that you plant like an onion, that the original seed is still there. Afilu gidule gidulin asurin. Even what grows, and the second time it grows, that's all lost, but still a continuation from the first fruit. Mishneches, shat oiso eini oichel ad ha-pesach. Again, if somebody says to his wife, that I will not eat from now until Pesach anything you make, anything you make, any food that you make, or else shat oiso, any mischasa ad ha-pesach, any clothing that you make, I will not cover myself with until Pesach. So locher is also sol lefnei ha-pesach. If she made this food as clothing before Pesach, mutal lechol ulischasas achra Pesach. You're allowed to have anof from it after Pesach, because you only made the yisem neder until Pesach, but after Pesach it's mutal. What's me if you say the Loshen, Shat Oysa Ad HaPesach, anything you make until Pesach, any Oichel I will not eat, V'Shat Oysa Ad HaPesach, any Mischas, or anything you make from now until Pesach, I will not wear the clothing, then the Locher is, also Salafnei HaPesach, if she makes it before Pesach, also Lechel U'Lischas, or Achra Pesach, you're not allowed to eat that food or use that clothing even after Pesach, but that's what your nether was. Your neder was that anything your wife makes between now and Pesach, you cannot have a no from it forever. So therefore, even after Pesach, it's also to have enjoyment from it. Mishnah Tes, Shat Nenes Li Ad HaPesach. Again, you tell your wife, you make an issa neder on your wife, that she cannot have any enjoyment from you until Pesach. She can't have enjoyment, anything that belongs to you. Im telchi lebeis avicho ad hachod. If you're going to go to your father's house by Sukkis, like the person is standing now after Sukkis, and he tells his wife that it's going to be also for you to have any enjoyment from me from now until Pesach, if you're going to go to your father's house any time from now until the next Sukkis. Now, hol cholofnei Pesach, let's say she went to her father's house before Pesach, is asura bahanosa yada Pesach. then she's also to have enjoyment from him up until Pesach. Acher HaPesach, let's say she went to her father's house after Pesach, then the Lacher is below Yachal Devoroi, like, meaning if she did have enjoyment from her husband before Pesach, so now it comes out she's over in Yisaneta, because now that she was Mekayim the Tanai, that she went to her father's house, it was called the Yisaneta, that she was not allowed to have any enjoyment from her husband up until Pesach. So if she did have enjoyment from him, she was over in Issa Nedim. What's going to be if the husband says, Shat Nenis Li Adechon? The husband says to his wife, they're making Issa Nedim, you cannot have any enjoyment from me up until Sukkis. Im Telchi Lebeis Avich Ada Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach. So Hoch Lepnei Pesach, let's say she went to her father's house before Pesach, is Asura Banosai Adechon, then she's also to have any enjoyment from her husband up until the following Sukkis. But after Pesach, then she's allowed to go to her father's house. The neder did not include going to the father's house after Pesach. Yeah, Perek Shemini. Mishnah Aleph. Someone makes this a neder, he would not taste or drink wine today. So locher is only also ele achatechshach. When he said today means not a full 24-hour period, but until evening, until Shatashach, until Tzaysek Chavim. That's called Yoin. Shabbazu, somebody says he's not going to drink wine this week, this Shabbos. So also B'chola Shabbos, he's also the rest of the week. Let's say he made it on Yoin Aleph or Yoin Beis. He's also the rest of the week. The Shabbos Shavra, the next Shabbos is also part of the week that passed, meaning it's part of the Issa Neder. It's also to drink wine until Mitzoy Shabbos. Let's say somebody says, Chodesh is there, this month should be also to me to drink wine. So Lachar is also B'chol HaChodesh, is also to drink wine the rest of the month. For Rosh Chodesh, but the next Rosh Chodesh Labo is said like the next month, meaning he's allowed to drink wine on the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh. Shon Azu, somebody says this year should be also to me to drink wine. So also B'chol HaShonah, he's also to drink wine the rest of the year. For Rosh Hashanah liyosad lovely, and the next Rosh Hashanah comes Rosh Hashanah, that's considered like the next year ready, that he's allowed to drink wine. Shavua zeh, somebody says this Shavua means these 7 years of Shemitah, this Shemitah. So also b'chol Shavua, let's say it's in the second year or third year, he's also the rest of this cycle until the Shemitah. Or Shviya Shavar, when it comes to 7th year Shemitah, that's also considered like the past years. In other words, when you say a Shavua, 7 year period, you mean till the end of Shemitah. That's all in Lashon Ben Yodam, you mean till the end of Shemitah. So 7th year is included in your Issa Neder. For your mom, let's say somebody says, Yoy Mechad, I'm making Issa Neder not to drink wine for one day, Real Shabbos Achas for 1 week, Chodesh Echad for 1 month, Shana Achas for 1 year, Shavua Echad for 1 cycle of 7 years. So he uses this type of a lashon. Then the locher is also miyom liyom. He's also complete from day to day, meaning one day means 24 hours. He starts from now, the time he made the neder at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's also for the next 24 hours until the next day, 5 o'clock. The same thing, Shabbos Achas, 1 week. Whatever day of the week you are, you're also now for 7 days until the next week. The same time, the same thing a month, the same thing a year, and the same thing Shavu Achad. It's also complete the 7 years miyom liyom. Mishnah Beis. Let's say someone says Lashon in the Lashon of Ad HaPesach. I'm making myself also not to drink wine until Pesach. So Lachar is also Rach Yegi, is also to drink wine until Pesach comes. But once it becomes Pesach, on Pesach, like the Seder by night, he's allowed to drink wine. What's going to be Ad Shiyeh? It says Lashon of Petula would be, not Ad HaPesach, but Ad Shiyeh. Then in this Lashon Ben Yodim we say amen. Also, Achayet is also the whole Pesach until the end of Pesach. He's also to drink wine or whatever neder we made. What's going to be says Lashon of Adlif near Pesach until the time before Pesach? Then Rameyah says also Achayet. He only meant to say it's also to drink the wine or whatever it is only up until Pesach. As soon as it becomes Pesach, it's muta. Rabbi Yosi says no. Also Achayet. This Lashon of Adlif near Pesach also means until the end of Pesach. Because it also means the Lashon of Atshe Yifna Pesach, until the end of Pesach. That's the way Rabbi Yosi holds. Mishnah Gimel. Ad HaKotir, somebody says you make misaneder not to enjoy something up until the time of Kitzir, means you cut off the wheat from the fields. Reels Ad HaBetzir, the time when you cut off the grapes. Reels Ad HaMosin, the time you collect the olives. So Locher is Eina Os, is only Yosa El Ad Shegia, until it comes that time, the time when you start to cut off the grapes or the olives. Zaklau, this is the general rule. That kol says zmana kvu, anytime there's a special zman, like we know when it comes, like Pesach. The yomen, he says, ad shegia, until it comes, is also ad shegia, it's only us until it starts. Omer, he says, ad shegia, until it should be. Then we say, meant to say, also ad shegia, it's also the whole Pesach, until Pesach leaves. But like in this last mission of a kol saying, zmana kvu, anytime we do not know exactly what date it is, the day when you start to cut the wheat, or you start to cut the olives or the grapes, so then, Bein Omer, where he said a Lashon of Ad Shehei, Bein Omer, where he said Lashon of Ad Shehegia, then we say his das was only Eina Osto Ela Ad Shehegia, it's only us until the beginning of the time you start to cut the wheat or the grapes. That's what he meant also. As soon as you start, then it's smutter to drink wine. Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Ad HaKayin, somebody makes Nisa Ned and not to have enjoyment from the wine until the summer. Ad Shehei HaKayin. He's only yos until the beginning of the summer, but once the summer starts, then he's mutter. Achi yaschidu om lahachnis bikalkolos. Now this is called the beginning of the summer, when people begin to put their tanims, or to put their figs, into the baskets. What's going to be the summer says, Lashon achi yavar hakayit, it makes this a neder. He can't have a drummer from something until the summer passes by. So then we say he means until the end of the summer. And that is Achi Kaplu HaMaktsois. So people like fold away, put away the knives, the Maktsois, that they use to cut down the Paris with. In other words, like putting away now for the season for next year. That's the time of the end of the summer. What's going to be if somebody says Ad HaKotir? He makes this neder until the time that people start to cut down. So Achi Yaschalom Liktsor. Until people start to cut down Ktsir Chitim. They start cutting down their wheat. Avoloikitzir serum. You don't have to wait until they cut down their barley. Because Stam Loshin Kitzir Benayada means chitim. So it depends when people start to cut the wheat, and it's not totally when people cut the barley. Hakurlufi Mokum Nidri. Everything goes according to the Mokum where he makes the ned. This is the cloud by Nadorim. So you go after the Pirish, the way people talk, where people mean it, in that place. Imhoye Bahor. Bahor. If he was the mountain, it goes after the time of the mountain. When the ksir is by the mountain. Vimhoye Babiku is in the valley. Babiku, when the time of the ksir is in the valley. Mishnehei. Ad HaGisham. Someone makes this neder, you can't have a German from something until the rain comes. So we, or else he says a Lashon of Ad Shiyu HaGisham, until the rain should be. So he's lost in both these two cases, Ad Sheterid Revia Shnia, until the second downfall of rain comes. And Gemara's Machlok is actually what is called the Revi'i Shni, the second time this rain starts to come. Some say it's the seventh day of Macheshvan, or some say it's the 23rd day of Macheshvan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, Ad Shehegia Zmanesh Revi'i, that you don't really have to have the rain come down. As long as it comes like Zayin b'Macheshvan, even though it doesn't rain, then your nether ends. Like you meant to say is until the time when the rain should come. Let's say someone makes a neder and says, Ad sheyifsaku hagashamim, I'm making this food also to me until the rain stops. So then we say it means Ad sheyetze nisan kula, until the end of the whole Chodesh Nisan. That's when the rain stops. Divrei Rav Meir, these are words of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Ad sheyavra Pesach, no, it's still at the end of Pesach. After the Chag Pesach, that's when the neder is mutter. What's going to be if somebody says, Kainim yayin, is making this a neder not to drink wine. Sheni toim hashan, I won't taste it this year. Nisabru hashan, let's say this year is an Ibriyo, is an extra month in the year. So also Baal Bibura, he's also the 12 months and the 13th month also is also. Let's say somebody says, Ad Rosh Adar, I'm making this a neder not to taste wine until the Rosh Chodesh of Adar. So Lachari is Ad Rosh Adar Rishon, let's say it's an Ibriyo, there are two Adars that year. So when it comes to a Shkodesh Adar, the first one, his neder is mutter. What's going to be says Ad Seif Adar? I'm making this a neder until the end of the Shkodesh Adar. Then we also we say Atzeif Adar Rishon. All he meant to say is till the end of the first Adar. In Stam Bnei Adam, it means the first Adar. That's what he was talking about. Reb Yudah says, Koinem Yayin Sheni Toyim. Someone makes his neder not to taste wine. Achiyaya Pesach until Pesach should come. It's only also to drink the wine until the beginning of the Seder. Why? You only meant to make an Issam until the time he meant to make, let's say he was standing in the middle of Shvat. So he meant to make the Issam Neder until the beginning of Pesach. What does that mean? Until the Laila of the Seder. Because that's the time when people start to drink wine by the Seder of Dalai Kaisas. He meant to make in his nether until that time he won't drink wine. Mishneh Vov. Omar, somebody says, Koinem Abosor, he's making in his nether not to have enjoyment from meat, saying the time he will not eat from it, Achi Heyatzoim, until it becomes the fast, meaning the fast of Yom Kippur. So the locher is, Eino Yossi, is only Yossi to eat meat, Eload Leil Hatzoim, until the night of the time. Meaning to say, up until the Suda Samavsekis that we eat right before Yom Kippur. But by the Suda Samavsekis, he's allowed to eat meat. Why? Shlo Niskav in Zeh, you only had in mind, Ela'ad Shoh, up until the time, Shaderach B'na Yodim Lecho Bos, until the people eat meat. Meaning to say, by the Suda Samavsekis before Yom Kippur, that's when you're supposed to eat meat. So therefore, he did not mean Tasa that he only meant to make it Osar until that time. Similar, Rabbi Yosi Benoy Omer, Rabbi Yosi's son, says that if somebody says Kainem Shum Sheni Toyim, someone who makes Nisa Neder not to have enjoyment from Shum, from garlic, Achet He Shabbos until the be Shabbos, so the locher is Eino Yosi is only Yosi Ela Ad Leil Shabbos until the Suda Friday by night, Shabbos by night. Why? But by that Suda is Mutter ready, because Shlo Niskav Del Yon had in mind. Ela'ad Shoh, up until the time, Shaderach B'nei Yodim Lechol Shum, that the people usually eat garlic. Because this is one of the Takonas of Ezra, that you should eat garlic on the Leil Shabbos, and some say, because that's the Zaman to have the Dibuk with your wife, and therefore that's Mara the Zera, so then you have Shum, garlic, Shabbos by night. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Ho'im L'chaveri, somebody says to his friend, Kainem Shani Neneloch is making this a neder that he will not have any hanor from his friend. Reuven made this a neder not to have any enjoyment from Shimon on the condition, Imiyata bo, if you do not come, for noita lebonecho, take for your son, kurecho chochitim, one pile of wheat, ushtechov yeshoyen, and two barrels of wine. And the meaning, I want to give you a present, and if you don't come and take the present, I'll make an issa neder not to have any enjoyment from you. So locheriz hareza yochel oflas nidroi. Anytime he wants to give may for his neder. Shloi afi chochem. He doesn't have to go to a chochem for this. But it's a simple testach v'yoyim aloi. He'll be able to say that klumar marato el mefnei kvoidi. Why did I make this issa neder? Because I wanted you to receive a present from me that you should be mechabed me. Zel kvoidi. He could change his mind and says, this is the covid that you should not take it from me. So therefore, he'll be the kind of neder that is allowed to drink, have enough from his friend. V'chein, similar. Ho'im l'chaver, somebody says to his friend, Kainim shatanen li, I'm making this a neder that you will not be able to have any enjoyment from me. Im ein atah bo, if you do not come, v'noisen l'vni, and now the opposite, I want you to give to my son a present of kurecha chachitim, one kur of wheat, ushtei chav yishoyen, and two barrels of wine. So Rabbi Meir, says similar, that also, nor glei may hold it, that ket, it's also, achit, and may hold here the neder is chal, and he can be matrit stam, but you have to be noig yisr, unless he gives you the present. The chomam, say here also, that avze here also, yochol ofres nidru, you yourself could be mefer, take away this neder. Shloyaf Yechachem, you do not have to come unto a Tamei Chachem. V'yoymelo, you have a right to say to him like this, that Harei Ani Ki'ilu His Kabalti, you could say it as if you received it. As the Yisra Neder was only if he does not give you the present. See, even though he did not give you the present, you have a right to say as if you received it. and therefore the neder is not chal. What's going to be hoyim misorvim boy loses bacha choisei? People putting pressure upon a person that he should marry his sister's daughter, his niece. He's allowed to. Some say it's a mitzvah to do it. Or slav davka, but they're forcing you to marry somebody. The young man, the chosim, did not want, and he said, koinem shinenis l'lil, making this a neder that she cannot have, she should not be able to have any enjoyment from me. As if to say, don't push me, I'm not going to marry you. V'chein similar hamagora says to ishtar, somebody gives his wife a get. The young man, he says like this, koinem ishtinenis l'lil, I'm making this a neder now that my wife cannot have any hanor from me. As if to say, he wants to make sure he will not marry you, or he will not remarry here by the get. Really, these two ladies are allowed to have stam enjoyment from him. Why? The Ika Nedir meant to say is that I will not, if I remarry you, you'll be also to have enjoyment of Ishus. That's what he meant to say. His main purpose was, he doesn't want to marry her. So the Ika Nedir was not to have enjoyment through marriage. But if they do not get married, then she's allowed to have enjoyment from him. You are fighting with your friend that he should come and eat by you. And normally you say like this, I'm making this a neder that I will not walk into your house if you don't come to eat by me. Or else, I will not take anything, not even something cold from you. You let her go into his house. The lish just a medal tzoyin, you let her drink something, tzoyin, some cold from him. Why? Even though you made a neder, because you made this a neder, you meant to say that you're not going to go and eat by him. But if you don't come to eat by me, I'm making this a neder, I'll never eat by you. But the main thing you meant to ask me is like a suda, my shenken, just to take a drink, or just to walk into his house, that was not part of your neder, therefore that's mutta. Perek Chi, Mishnah. Rabbi Elezer, Omer, Rabbi Elezer says, Poischin liyodim b'chvoy other v'imoy. Sometimes if you want to be matter and neder, you could start off the neder and make him feel bad and tell him, listen, if you would have known that your father and mother would not be happy with this neder, would have you made it? And if he says no, so that's the way you can make a charot, you can be matter the neder. V'chachomim oisim, v'chomim say no, this is no good, because it could be, really doesn't feel bad, just he's embarrassed to say it. Therefore, we can't trust him. Therefore, there's not called a good charoto. Omer Rabbi Tzadik. Tzadik says like this. He asked the question to Ableza. Why do you only say you can make him feel bad to say if your parents would know, you would be happy about it? Tell him better. Listen, if you would know that Hashem would not be happy with what you're doing, would you still make a neder? And if so, ain't it done? It can never be really a neder. A person will always have a good charot, and it's not true, because really he made a neder, just now he's embarrassed to tell you he doesn't care about Hashem. So therefore, this is not called a good charot, that is not way to be placed or can't be matra neder this way. But umoydim chachom l'Rabbi Elezer, the chom agreed to Rabbi Elezer though, that the dover shebeinoy levein over the imoy, if the person made, if the son made a nis and ned like his parents cannot have enjoyment from him, if the neder was pertaining to his parents, then shepoyskumay b'chorav v'imoy. Then this called a good charot. If we tell, listen, if you know it's not nice to do such a thing to your own parents, and he feels bad about it, with that's called the charot that you can be matter the neder. Like here, we're not afraid really, because maybe just embarrassed from his parents, because he made the neder in the first place, and he didn't care about the parents then. So here we really trust him that he means a charotam, and therefore he could be matter the neder. Mishnah Beis. The Oid Omer Rabbi Elezer said another Chiddush, that Poischim Ban Noilet, you could be Matru Neder with the Charot that first came up later. Noilet means something was first born later, like we'll soon see the cases. The Chachom Mar Nechom say, the Chom Oysu Nechom say, no, this is not called the Good Pesach. Ketzat, what's the argument about? Omar, somebody says like this, Koinem Sheni Nenelish Koini. I'm making this a neder, I will not have any enjoyment from this person. And then the Nasa Cipher, later on the person becomes a cipher that he writes, and you have to have your tefillin checked, you have to have a mezuzah, and later on you need him. Or else, Oishahoya Masyas B'nai Mekorov, this person now all of a sudden like made a shidduch, and he has to marry off his son, and he needs a lot of money now. The yom, and the person tells like this, either will you see a day if I would have known, shunas the sefer, that you're going to become a sefer in the city, by shumas the b'nei b'kov, that you're marrying off your son, soon, lo yisi nerd, I would have never made this yisi nerd, that you can't have a German from you, I can have a German from you. I would have never made the nether. So that's called poischim b'noilet. Is at the time when you made the nether, he was not a sefer yet. He first became the sefer later. So Chum say you cannot use that for charotam, because at the time when you made the nether, that factor was not here yet. That cannot take away the nether. Koinem labai is the sheni nichna. Someone makes this a nether. He's not going to have any German from this house. He's not going to go to this house. And then later, v'nasa beis hakneset comes to become a shul. And Nomri says, either way, yesterday, if I would have known Shunasa beis hakneset, this house is going to become a shul, but yesterday they would have never made the neder. That's also called the neder. They got a time with the neder. The house was not a shul. The first became a shul later. So this is the machlokes that Reb Lez the Mati says, yes, it can still be matter the neder this way. The chachom bois nechom say no. It's also you cannot be matur with a charota unless it was here at the time of the neder, and not something that was neder first came up later. And the Gemara explains the machlokes is that a neder that's not motzi happen, it's not usual to happen, but something that's motzi happens often. Even a chum would agree it could be matur the neder this way. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Yesh devorim shem kenoved. Certain things look like it's neder, like it's first coming up later, the Pesach. It was not here at the time when you made the neder, but the einam kenoved does not have the locha like a neder. And therefore it could be Pesach could use this to be mati a neder. But the ein chacham moitin, the chacham do not agree, and they say no, they still call the parsha of a neder. It's first coming up later, this excuse. And therefore you cannot use it for the neder. Now, Kate said, where's the machlokes? What is it talking about? Omar, somebody says, Koinem sheini noises ploinis. Someone makes this a neder, he's not going to marry this lady. Why? Shavira, because he's heard that the father is a bad man, the Russia. Omru Lloyd, later they tell the person, listen, Mace, you should know her father died. Or Shosa Chuva, else he did Chuva. This is a case where it's like a neder, but not really a neder. Or else another case would be, Koinem Labayezeh, Sheni Nichnas, Sha'akelav Rab Besoich, he makes this a neder, he will never go into this house because there's a bear, a wild dog there. Or Shanochish Betoich, there's a snake there. Omrula, letter they say to him, Mishino, Mesa Kelav, the dog died. Or Shanerik Hanochish, they killed the snake. Is a Rayen Kinoilet. These are has a little bit like a neilut because something happened later, but the yain and kenilut is not really like a neilut. That's what Rameya holds. But the yain chacham moedim, the chacham do not agree. The yain chacham and moedim loy that they say no. They still call the case of a neilut that you cannot be matter it this way. The shaila here really is because when you first made the neder, it's a little mashmoyis that you only made the neder because the father was there and because the keller was there. So a little mashmoyis that if they're not there, you would not want it to be chal. Therefore, it's a little bit better than a regular neder. But our gersur, the chum, did not agree. Meaning the chum say no, still the neder was chal. And therefore, this is the neder, you cannot use it. Somehow the gersur have said the chum, ma'amoydim, and say that, adarabah, it's like as if you made a parasha tonight, the neder is not chal at all. Your Mishnah Dalid, the yoydom Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir said another chiddush in dimat of the neder, that poischim loy min akosur shabatayrim. You could be mad to the neder from a pasuk that it says in the Torah. Like the Omer Loi will say to him like this, Ilu Aisi Yadei, if you would have known, Sha'atoivra al-Loisikoim, that you're over the lava of Loisikoim not to take revenge. And let's say you made an Issa neder that your friend cannot have enjoyment from you. And the reason why you did it was because you want to take Nekom, you want to take revenge. So if we tell you now, if you would have known you'd be over the lava, would have you still made the neder? And if he says no, this is called a good Pesach. Or else the loisito not to take loisito is not to say I'll do it back, but even though you did not do it for me, or else the loisito zechicha b'lavech you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart, or else in the post if you have to recha kamecha the mitzvah say to love your chaver, the chayuchicha mocha from the post that you should keep your brother alive, So Shema Yaani Vienata Yochala Farnasim, like maybe become poor and you won't be able to refinance him, you won't be able to give him any food right now since you made the neder. The Omer, if the person answers back and says, Ilu Hoyisi Yadei, if I would have known Shukain, that because of my neder I won't be able to feed him, or the overlava Lysikum Lysitor, Lo Hoyisi Neder, I would have not made the neder, as a Raidem Harezamutim. This is also considered a good Pesach to be Mata the neder. Mishneh Hey. Meaning, let's say somebody made a neder to give his wife a get, or else he made a nis and neder, he can't have enjoyment from his wife, he has to give his wife a get. So he's telling Mishnah, you would have known that if you have to give your wife a get, you're gonna a divorce, you're gonna have to pay the ksuba, and you'll have no more money left. He would have said, if I wouldn't have made a neder, that's also called a Pesach. Well, my son once happened, the one person, she no adam ishtar anor made a nis and neder not to have any enjoyment from his wife. Voice the ksubos abel meyaz dinrin, his ksub was very large, was 400 dinrin. And now he felt bad, like he can't pay that much money. U bo lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they came in front of Rabbi Kiva, v'chivo litin lo ksubosa. And he said, listen, you have now a chiv to give your wife a ksuba, since she made a neder not to have enjoyment from him, you have to give her a get, and now you have to give her ksuba. Oma loy, so the person said back, Rabbi, my father only left me over 400 dinrin. But not al achi abba meich, and I have another brother, he took 400. Vani abba meich, I only have 400. If so, loidai, isn't it enough? She titel him, Mosayim, let her take only 200 for the ksuba. Vani Mosayim, now she takes 200 for the ksuba. Omala Rabbi Kiva said back, afilu ata moicha shar rashech, even if you'll sell the hair off your head, ata noif na ksuba, no, you're going to have to pay your ksuba. Omar loy. So he said back to the person, Nidu yisir deya, shuken, if I would have known like this, I'd have to pay you so much money, yisir noida, I wouldn't have made the neder. If so, now the Tiru Rabbi Kiva says, okay, this called the good Pesach, therefore it was matter the neder. Mishnevov. Paischim the yomim tovim uve shabosos. Let's say someone made this a neder not to eat or not to drink wine. And those days, during those days, he made his neder, there's also Yom Tov involved or Shabbos involved. So you could be matter that, as if to say the person, I would have known this, I can't drink wine now on Shabbos, how bitter it is, I would have made a neder. That's called a good Pesach to be matter the neder. But Barishon HaYomim, at the beginning, they used to say that Oysen HaYom HaMutarim, only those days of Shabbos and Yom Tov becomes Mutar. But V'Shakol HaYom HaMasurim, but the neder is still Chal, the rest of the days are still also because of your neder. And let's say he made a neder not to drink wine for 30 days. So only the Shabbos is in between his mutter, but not the weekdays. At Shabbos Rabbi Kiva and Tur Rabbi Kiva came, believe and he taught them that the klal is Shahaneder Shuta Niktsosai. Once you are mati, you took away part of the neder, Huta Kulu, automatically the whole neder becomes bottle. Like once part of it is bottle, the whole thing is bottle. Therefore you're allowed to drink wine even during the weekdays. Mishneh Zayin. Ketzad Omar, how is this said? This klal of neder shutum mitzvos huta kuloi. When was it said? Omar, somebody says koinim sheninenu lekuchem, makes this neder he won't have any enjoyment from all of these people. And then huta, one of them, let's say, was his father, and huta rechemem, he was matter, they should be able to have enough from his father. Is automatically huta kulam, they all become muta, because since he said in one lashon neder sheninenu lekuchem. Once one becomes bottle, the other becomes bottle. What's going to be said, Shani Nedel Azel is there? I will not have enjoyment, not from him, and not from him, and not from him, but he said each one separately. And then, Hutu Arishin of his matter, the first one, Hutu Kulam, true. Like they're all totally in the first Issa, so once you take away the first Issa, they all become Mutta. But Hutu Achron, let's say Yoni Mata, the last person, then Achron Mutta, only the last one you'll have to have enjoyment from. But the first one, then that remained, because it wasn't said in one Lushin. It was said, this one and that one and that one. So they're totally Zeb is there. So if you only matter the last one, only the last one is more than not the other ones. But the Kula Nasur and all the rest of them remain Asa. What's going to be Hutur Ham? So let's say you matter the middle one. So then Hemenul Amata Mutam. That's from the bottom, from the middle one. Let's say the third one, downwards, four, five becomes Mutam, because that is totally in the middle one. But Hemenul Amala, the first one and two, the ones above him is Asa. Because his neder was not totally in the first ones. What's going to be if somebody says, Sheni nene lezer korban, or lezer korban, that I'm not going to have enjoyment from him, and the enjoyment should be to him like a korban, then he says also lezer korban, I should not have any enjoyment from that person, all his enjoyment, all his anor, should also be like a korban to me, then the locher is, tzrichin pesel lecholecha v'yechad. You have to be mati each one separately, because one is not tolling the other one, they're two separate in the dorm line, and therefore you have to be mati each one separately. Mishneches, koinim yayin sheni toyim. Someone that makes this a nedvi is not going to drink any wine. Shayayin ra lamayin. He says the reason why. Because wine, shayayin ra, is dead lamayin for the stomach. Omruloi, so they said to this person, v'loi ha miyushan yoflam ma'ayin. You should know, old wine is good for the stomach. If so, then huta b'miyushan becomes muta to drink old wine. But the new wine is still asa. Because the nether was totally because it has to be bit for the stomach. For leibim yushim about huta, now not only is it muta with the old wine, ela b'chol ayana becomes automatically muta with all the wine. It's even though the svara should have been only the old wine is muta, but the new wine should be awesome, but there's the clown, nether shutta mitzah says huta kulay. And the same thing if somebody says, koinem botzel, it should be yasa to meet eat an onion, Sheni term, I will not taste it. Why? Shabotzo ralu leg, because he says that onions are bad for the heart. Omulod, he said to him, Haloi ha kufri yofleleg. This type of an onion called kufri, some say it's a botzo shalakfam, that this type of an onion is good for the heart. So alochur is huta, the kufri becomes mutati kufri. And again, below the kufri bavad huta, not only this type of an onion called kufri is mutatim, he's mutter now to eat all the type of onions because it is klal of neder shutim and sasu to kulay. Maisa once happened hoya v'tira b'mei b'chol abtzolim and he muttered all the onions for this person to eat. In other words, that there may also pass in this way. Mishneh tes poischin li'odam we could be matter a neder for person to give him a pesach b'chvoid atzmai in the honor of himself. Or the chvayd bonava for the recovered for the respect of his children. What does that mean to say? Oimrim le, we tell to a person like this. Ilu ayisi yadei, if you would have known, shalomach oimrim alecha, that people are going to talk about you tomorrow, that kachi vesta shalplonya, this is the nature of this person, that megoris es noshav, he gives a get to his wife, he divorces his wife. If so, the abinasecha yoimrim, upon his children, they would say, that b'nais gerusha saying, these are children of people that were divorced already. What did this mother do that she should ever get? The yomar, the person would say, if I would have known this, the people start talking about me, they would have not made such a neder. As a raisa mutter, there's also mutter. In other words, this mission is talking about that somebody made a neder to give his wife a get. And the later people tell him, listen, it's a terrible thing you're doing. People are going to talk about you. They're going to talk about your children, that your children are b'nais kerusha, and people won't want to marry them. So if so, that's called b'chvei atzmai, that the person says he feels bad about it, that's called a good pesach, if you matter the nether. Mishnah Yud, koinem sheni noises ploinis kura. Someone makes this a nether, he will not marry this lady, because she's ugly. She doesn't look nice. Barehi no, but really she is nice, and he made a mistake. I'm making this net, I won't marry her because she's black. But Rehi Levana, really she's white. Kitzora, because she's short. But Rehi Arucha, really she's tall. Mutabo, he's allowed to marry her. Because this isn't the toys in the net. The net was never chali without a Torah of a Chochem. And the Mishnah explains, Loi mifnei she kura v'nasas no, not because really she was ugly and then she became beautiful. Or else Shechorah v'nas Levona, she was really black, then she became white. Or else Kitzorah v'nas Leruchah, because she was short really, and then she grew up. Ela rather she neder tois. But the reason why the Mishnah, the case, it's muta, because it was a tois, because it was a mistake, because at the time of the neder, she really was tall, she really was nice, she really was white. But if at that time she was not, and now it changes, so that would not be a neder, that would not be muta, that's called a good neder. That will be a neder that's not shchiach. You cannot be matter with that type of a pesach. Well, now the Mishnah says, "Umaisa biyechad." Happened a case once. She nod mi basach hoysoi. He made a nis a neder not to marry his niece. his sister's daughter, and he said, because she's ugly, but Hanoi, really, she was beautiful. They brought her in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yifuhu, and he made it look nice, the Yifuhu, he made it look beautiful. Is Omul Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel said not to this person, Beni, my son, Lezoy no doubt, did you make this ned upon her not to marry her? Omul Elav, he said no. And now she looks nice, I didn't mean to make a ned like this, I thought she was ugly. And therefore, Beti Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel was matter, because really she was beautiful. The Yisrael Shur at that time, Boch Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel cried, V'yomani he said, B'nois Yisrael no Yisein, that really all Jewish girls are beautiful. Elo Shaniyus Menavlosan, is because they're poor, they look a little bit not nice. Menavlosan, that makes them look nice, even though really they are nice. Look, Shemesh Rabbi Shmuel, when Shmuel died, by B'nois Yisrael Noises Kina, when Rabbi Shmuel died, by the Levi there, the daughters of Yisrael like lifted up their voice and started to cry, like with a song to save your mouth. They said, "B'nois Yisrael are Rabbi Shmuel bechena." The B'nois Yisrael are crying for Rabbi Shmuel. The Chayin Wem, the pasuk also says by Shaul HaMelech, it says that B'nois Yisrael are Shaul bechena, that the B'nois Yisrael are crying for Shaul. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Nara Hamarosa, a girl that's 12 years old, that married with Kedushin, but the husband did not make a viya, did not make Nisuin yet. He did not take a lechupi yet. Salacharis of viya or baila vatrino dereha. Her father still has the right over her, because she's still a marriage, not a begeret, and she didn't have Nisuin yet. But since she got married, she made Kedushin, her husband also has the right to be made for dereha. So she makes a neder now, both the father and the husband together has to annul, has to be made for that neder. Hey, for Rav, let's say the father is made for the neder, but v'loy hey for Baal, the Baal does not say anything. Or else, hey for Baal, the Baal says mufra mufra. This is a special lushin that by a husband or a father, that he does not say lushin of mutlecho, but he says we have lushin of hey for lecho. Let's say one of them do it without the other one. But hey for Rav, ain't a mufra, it's not chal, the heter is not here. Don't tell me for sure, Shakim Echmer, one of them says Shakim, that one says, either the father or the husband says, he wants Neder to be Chal, that Avada, then the Neder is Chal, and the other one cannot be made for it by itself. Mishnah Bey, Meisav, let's say the father dies, Leibniz Reikner Rishus Labal, the father's Rishus ownership does not come over to the husband. Meaning to say, the husband can still not be made for this Neder unless he makes Nisuyin. What's going to be Mesa Baal, let's say the husband dies, Nisraikni Rishusla, then it goes completely back to the father, that the father by himself could be made for the neder. Is there in this case, the father's Koyach is stronger than the husband. But the Dov Rach in another way, the husband's Rishus over her is stronger than the father's. Shabal Mefer Bebeger, that once the girl becomes a bagger, then she comes 12 and 6 months, 6 months after she became a Naro, then she goes out of the father's Rishus, and the husband can be made for by himself. But the Ava and the Mefer Bebeger, when the girl becomes a Bagrus, the father loses her Rishus over, he cannot be made for her Neder. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Nodra v'hi Arusa. Let's say this girl made a Neder, and she was Narusa, she had Kedushin, but not Nisuyin. Again, right now, both her father and her husband can be made for the Neder. Nizgarsha Bay Bayam, the same day she made the neder, she received the get. Nizarsa Bay Bayam, then she remarried a second time to somebody else that day. Afilu Lemay, even to 100 times it happened that she gave a get, she received the get, she got married, gave a get. Zalokar is that Oviya or Bailo Akram is in the derail. As long as it's the same day, a complete day did not go by yet since the father heard the neder, so he still has the kayak to be made for that neder. So it's Beshutfis, the father and the last husband have the right to be made for that neder. Ze'aklav, this is the general rule, that kol shelo yotzes l'shus atzma, she did not go into her own possession, shorachas one time, like here, the whole time she had a father, so she was still b'shus aviyah. The locher is then that aviyah or bailo achman, the father and the last husband of that day, me'afir nidareh, they have the right together to be made for that neder. Mishnah Dalet, derech tamid chachamim, the derech of a Talmud Chacham means this was the meaning of the Talmud Chachamim, that actually hoisa vita yoisa mietzloi,
before they let their daughter go away from them, they had a bita nara, that a girl 12 years old, that she makes the nedr chal, but the father has the right to be made for it for the next 6 months until she becomes a begeris. So the minigal tamnichacham were that before the daughter left them, before she became a begeris or got married, oimalo, the father would say to the daughter, that kol nedorm shenadarta b'tech beis, all the nedorm you made at my house, harei hang mufarm, he wants to be made for him. Because even though the husband, not, the father did not hear about the nedr yet, but still he wants to be made for them now. V'chein habal, the same thing the husband also. Ashlet yikonis reshus, so before she comes into his reshus, means the husband, before he makes chupa with her, before he makes nesuyin, oimalo, he should say to her, that kol nedorm shenadarta ashlet yikonis reshusi, all the nedarim you made that before you become into my rishus, before you become a nesuya, harei ein mufarm, I want it to be made for him. Alson orus, and ein echanami, it has to be the husband and the father together to be made for the nedarim. And the klal of the Mishnah is that mishet ikonis rishusai, but once the husband makes nesuyan, brings her into his rishus, he's the total owner over his wife now without the father anymore, is ein yochel hofer, that our Mishnah knows that the husband now cannot be made for the nedarim that she made before nesuyan. Like the daughter made nedarim when she was still b'shusav, so it's chaladin that both the father and the baal have to be made for it. But once he makes nesuyin, he cannot be made for that nether anymore. Therefore, he's supposed to be made for the nedarim before he makes nesuyin. Mishnah Hey, Boigeres Shesosa Shnei Mosa Chodesh. It means a girl that's already 12 and a half years old, so she's out of the b'shusav, so, and the husband made erisin with her. But still, the husband cannot be made for it yet until he makes nesuyin with her. So the case here was that they made up to get married, but shesoso, the husband waited shnei masachodesh, a year. He did not make nesuyin yet. And now it's chal with rabbanan atakana that he has to be mefarnasa. He has to tell you her mezainos. Or else the almon, in the case that she was a widow, and now she remarried, she made erisin, and they waited shleish yom yom, 30 days passed by, that the husband did not make nesuyin yet, the new husband. So look, Reb Lezer says, Hoyel l'bayil l'chayim z'nesel, since now Madir Rabbanan, the husband has a right, has a chiyiv, to mefarnasa, to give her panasa, give her mezayis, give her food, is the offer, therefore, considered like he has complete rishus over, and we say that lusin, she made the ned there, but that's bayla, and therefore the husband has a right to make for it now. The chomram, say no, ain't a baal made for, achet ikonis l'rishusai, a husband cannot be made for by himself, when she's not Rishus Av anymore, only after he made Nisuyin, only after he brought her into Rishus, he made the Chuppah. Before he made Nisuyin, even though he has a Chiv to be Mizaynos, he does not have a Din to be made for the Nidorin. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Shemeris Yovam, a lady, her husband died, and they have no children, and they have some brothers alive. Dein li Yovam Echad, Dein li Shnei Yovam, and whether there's one brother alive, whether there's two brothers alive, Reb Lezer says and holds, that Yofim, that the Shemeris Yofim, he has the right to make Afara. Let's say the Shemeris Yofim, let's say she makes a neder. So Lachra is now the Yofim, the brothers, since they have Yezikim, they have the right to be made for. The Yeshurim Yeshua says, Li'echad Avel Lishnayim. Only if there's only one brother alive, then like for sure he's the one to make the Yibum, he could be made for. But if there's two brothers, we don't know which one will do it, neither of them can be made for. If Kibra Makiva says, no, not even to one, not even to two, because the old Zain Zikam and the Maisa, they're not married yet. Therefore, this Yavam cannot make Hafar. Omri of Leza says, Mo'im Isha Shakon Liatsmoy. Let's admit that Kavachayma. If your own wife that you married yourself, Hareh, you'll make for another rev. She makes a nether, doesn't have the right to be made for, take away the nether. If so, here this Yavamah. Yisha shehikna lemin ashramayim. It's like when your brother dies, the Torah gives a din ziko, the Torah like makes her into your wife for mixas. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a swerve to say, she opened the rev, that you the yovim now, the brother that's swearing to make you to marry you, has the right to be made for a nedarim from right now. On this, Amalur of Kiva says back, no. Layim amartib Yisha, only by your own wife, shekonu liatsmoy, that you yourself married her, nobody has permission to live with her. She's your wife, she's coming to you. Then you can be made for an adorim. But the yom and the isha, but this over here, this shemeris yavam, she hikna lemin ashamayim, true that kodesh broch, now the din Torah gives her din zika. She's a little bit attached to the brothers. But yes, but let's say there are two brothers. Both of them have a right to make yibum. We don't know which one will do it. Therefore, she's not married yet to either one of them. If so, Amalei Bishua, Bishua says back Akiva, Bishua says back to Akiva. Tivarecha, Bishnei Yivom, and you're saying a good svar if there are two brothers alive. Then you can't tell her she's married to both of them. We don't know to which one. But Mu'atumesha, what are you going to answer? Yovim Echa, let's say the brother died and there's only one brother alive. There we know for sure the Zika's counted his brother. Or Maloi, still Akiva says back, Ein HaYivoma Gemura LeYovim, no, that the Yivoma is not Kona, is not Nigma, is not completely to the Yovim yet. Kishem Sharusa Gemura LeYisha, it's not like a regular Erisin. If a man makes Kedusha with his wife, he's Mekadisha, she's set aside only to him and to nobody else. He has a Kinyan in her. Therefore, Akiva made for Hanadorim. Over here by the Yivoma, Lamaisi is not married to her yet. True, there's a mitzvah Yibum, there's Zikam, but Kofonim is not Nigma, that Kinyan. Therefore, Akiva Shitur of Akiva Shitur is that the Yavam cannot be married for the Dorim of the Shemeris Yavam. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'imel Ishti. Somebody says to his wife, Lishtoi, Kol HaNedorim Shetidoiru Mikan Achovim Mokim Pleini. Listen, I'm going away now for a month. All the Nedorim you're going to make this next month until I come back from that place, Harehen Kayom, I'm saying right now, I want the Neder to be kind, the Neder should be Chal, it should be a good Neder. He said nothing. He can't be making the Neder until she makes the Neder. He can't be Mechazik it. Like if he'll change his mind later, want to be made for the Neder, for sure it could be made for the Neder. What's going to be said like this, Harehen Muforim, before he leaves, he says, listen, any Neder you're going to make the next month, I'm telling you right now, make for it from right now. You could do that, you can make it tonight. And therefore, any nether she makes, that far as chalon, the nether goes away. The chom and the chom say no, ain't a mufer. The Baal cannot be made for him. As long as he was not there, he did not hear about the nether. Omer of Lezalezza says, in Hafen the dorm shabolech alis, listen, if the husband could be made from the dorm that she made already, isn't it a svar la yofen the dorm shalaybolech alisim? For sure, the husband can be made for take her annul the nedarim before she makes it. That's Rav Lezer's svara. Or Mullah, the Chama said back, no. Harayuemah, the pasuk says, Isha yikimanu v'yishi yifaranu. That the husband has a choice either to make him to make the neder chal or else to take away the neder. So the Chama says, Yeshavu lechol hokem. Means if the neder, she made the neder already, that the husband could be making it, could say yes. He wants the neder to be there. Then the husband has right on the opposite side to be made for it. But here where the nether was not chal, she did not make the nether yet, where he cannot be made of the nether, is who Adin Chom said, the husband cannot be made for nether. Before the nether is chal, he cannot be made for the nether. Mishneches, how far as nedorim kol hayom. The locha is like for 20, the whole day, the husband can be made for the nether. Kol hayom, soon see what that means. Yes, but double the hokel hachman. This punk is a little bit cooler to it, easy. There's a little of a chumra hard to this. Ketan, nodra b'leil Shabbos. Let's say she makes the nether at the beginning of Shabbos. Friday night, on the beginning, she makes the nether. Yofel b'leil Shabbos. Those males right to make for the nether the night of Shabbos. Uva yerma Shabbos. And the whole day of Shabbos. Not just Tefshach. Until the evening. In other words, it's a complete day he could be made for. What's going to be though, nodrim chashecha? Let's say she makes the nether right before Shkia. Then the locher is made for Achla Tef. She's going to be made for it that day before, like after Shkia, before it comes Tef Chavim. Shim Choshcho. Let's say it becomes Tef, it comes nighttime already. Well, hey, for the Baal was not made for it. And the Yoch Loch, it cannot be made for it anymore. In other words, not the pshat that the husband has a 24-hour period to be made for. If it didn't that day, if the husband hears about the nether that day, he only has to the end of that day to be made for it. So he hears about it at the beginning of the day, he has the rest of the day to be made for it. He hears about it at the end of the day, he only has the last hour, half an hour, to be made for the neder.
Yeperek Echad Osa. Mishnalef. V'elu nedorim shumeifa. These are the nedorim that a husband has a right to be made for, take away from his wife's maid. Tevorim sheyesh bem inu nefesh. If it's a neder that disturbs her, she makes a neder that there's pain to her body because of the neder. And the Mishnah explains, she makes a nether that she will take a shower, or she will not take a shower. That's
and the Gemara explains, it means that she says like this, she makes a nether and says, that the hanor rechitza, I should not have enjoyment from washing myself forever, if she takes a shower today, or else tam she makes a neder that she will never take a shower. So such a shvua, such a neder is called an inu nefesh. Or else imes kashet v'imleyes kashet, the same thing, that she makes a neder to say she'll ask for herself never to put on makeup if she puts on today. Or else she makes a neder b'chlal, she will not be neskashet, she will not put on makeup, not make herself look nice, and that's an inu nefesh, not to look nice. And therefore, the Baal has the right to be made for these nedarim. Omer Rav Yosi Beisi says, "Ein elu nidri inu nefesh." These are not considered inu nefesh that the locher is about to be made for. And the Gemara explains the current of Yosi, but these things are considered like they know they're considered between him and her, the husband and the wife, and therefore could be made for that. At least to him, she'll be muta, but not for other people. It's not called the complete. It's not called afora gemura. Now Mishnah Beis. But these are the cases, these Nidorim, even Rav Yosi agrees that they considered Inu Nefesh, that the husband could be made for them completely, even for everybody. If she says, Omer, she says, Koinen Peiros Olam Olai. She makes Nisaned not to have enjoyment from any fruits in the world, which is a tremendous Inu Nefesh that she can't eat. That's considered an Inu Nefesh. Is Hareza Yochel Ofel. Here the husband could be made for when he hears the Neder. The day that he hears it, he has the right to be made for it to annul the neder. Lassen Bishi says, Paris Medina Lai, the fruits of this land should be offered to me. So then, no, then we say, Yovel Medina Cheris, she has to eat fruit from another country, not from this Medina. This is not Sota Inu Nefesh, since it's possible to eat fruit from someplace else. That's just, she says also, Paris Chenveni Zeolai, the fruits from this store should be offered to me. Is any yochel offer that's not called inu nefesh? You could eat fruits from other stores. The husband cannot be made for that neder. V'imlohoisah panasos elu mimenu. Then hareiz the yochel divrei Rav Yosi. No, Rav Yosi agrees. These are considered inu nefesh. Let's say the husband was used to only buying his food from this store, and then if she makes this a neder not to have enjoyment from that store, that's called inu nefesh. And even Rav Yosi agrees that the husband could be made for this type of a neder. Mishnah Gimel. If the Isha says, she makes in this neder that she cannot have any enjoyment from other people. So locher is ain't a yochel ofer. The husband has no right to be made for this neder. It is not called inu nefesh. Why? Because she could have enjoyment from her own husband. Therefore, it's not considered inu nefesh. The Mishnah also says v'yecholi she could also have enjoyment l'honis the leket b'shicha b'peyim. The leket somebody leaves over in his fields. That while he's collecting, it drops one or two. A shikha leaves over one or two bundles. The pay leaves over on the end of the field. Because these things are like matnes aniyim. It doesn't belong to the bailim. It's like hefka. Therefore, she's not having enjoyment from these things. What's going to be if the person says, koinim kahanim uluvim nanali? A man makes nisa neder that no koin or levi could have any enjoyment from him. So, lochri is yitlu bakorchoi. So, what bakorchoi lakanim have a right to come and take? They could take the truma from Isis, because the parents do not belong to the mother. True, they have tevus and not to give it to one kind over another kind, but the actual Isis don't belong to the Shevet Kunam, therefore he cannot ask to them on all the Kanim. Yes, called Yitl, the Kanim have right to come and take it, Akorcha by force. What's going to be if the person makes this and neder and says, Kahanim Elu, only these Kanim can't have enjoyment from me, or else Levim Elu, only these Levim cannot take the Miserishim. Then only these cannot have, but others could have. Then Yitlo Acherim, then the locher is other Levim, the other Kanim, those are the ones to take his Maisus or his Truma, because that much is beyond the Bible to give it to whichever coin he wants to. So he has a right to say, not this coin, but a different coin. Mishnah Dalet. Koinein Sheini Oisa Al Piyava. She makes Nisaneda, that whatever she makes should be Yosa for her father to have enjoyment from it. Or else V'alpiyovicha, she says that her husband's father should be also to have enjoyment from anything that she makes. Or else V'alpiyochi, that anything she makes should be also for her brother to have enjoyment from it. Or else V'alpiyochicha, or else the husband's brother cannot have enjoyment from it. All these types, ain't a yochel hofer. The husband has no right to be mefer, because these things are not considered inu nefesh, it's not a pain to the body, and it's not called v'rm she'beino le'beino. Therefore, he cannot be made for these nedarim. She has to go to a chokham to be matter them, rather.
What's going to be if she makes a neder? Sheini oisa picha. She makes this a neder to say whatever she makes should be also for her husband to have enjoyment from it. So Tanakama holds ain't it serve lahafir. The husband does not have to be made for this neder because the neder is not chal. Because the ish is meshubit, she has to like work midirabbanan for the husband. Her paycheck goes to the husband. Therefore, she has no right to make these neders like not in her rishus. So the neder is not chal. The husband does not have to be made for it. Rabbi Akiva Oyme Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says no. The husband should be made for such a neder. And the reason is Shema Sadif Olav. Maybe she'll make more than she's supposed to make. Yosem in a royal law, more that's befitting to gift him. And therefore, when she makes more than that, that she has the right to keep, on that the neder could be chal, therefore the husband should be made for the neder. Rabbi Yechanan Ben-Nuri, says, Yofer, no matter what, even for the Iker Mais Yodai, even the amount that she's supposed to work for the husband, still the husband should be made for this neder. Why? Because Shema Yigor Shena, maybe you'll give this wife a get, and if you give her a get, then her neder would be chal, and you won't be able to remarry her again. Will say Asur love should be also for you to remarry her, because once the neder is chal, then you can't be made for it anymore. So it'll be also to remarry her because you can't have any enjoyment from her. You can't live that way. Therefore, right now it's considered dvorim shebino lebeino that you're allowed to be made for this type of a neder. In Mishnah Hey, Nodra Ishtoi v'sova shenodra bitoi. Your wife made the neder. But the husband thought that his daughter was the one that made the neder, and when he was made for the neder, he had a mind to be made for the neder for his daughter. Rose the opposite way. Not Rabita, really his daughter made the neder, but the Sovash not Rishta, he thought that his wife was the one that made the neder. And he was made for it for his wife. Whereas not Rabinazir, she made a Nisa neder to become a Nazir. The Sovash, the husband thought, she not become, she made a Nisa neder to bring a carbon. And the husband was made for the neder for a carbon. Or else the opposite way, Nodrib Korban, really she made a Nisa Neder to bring a Korban. The Sovah, she Nodrib a Nozir, the husband thought that she made a Neder to become a Nozir, and he was made for the Nazirus. Or else Nodrib in Atenim, she made a Nisa Neder not to have enjoyment from figs. The Sovah, she Nodrib in Anovim, and he thought she made a Neder not to have enjoyment from grapes, and he was only made for grapes. Or else the opposite way, Nodrib in Anovim, she made a Nisa Neder not to enjoy grapes. The sovereign, he thought, should not dream in that time, should maybe this never happen in German from figs. So in all these cases, the afor is not chal, it's afor betois, and therefore the din is harezeh yachzer v'yof, the doshman should go and make the afor over again. Mishnah Vov, Omrov Yisha says, koinem teinim v'yanovim elu she'en yituemes. She makes a nis and that she cannot have enjoyment from figs and from grapes. And she says both of them in one lush and one nether. The law is like this. Kiyim latenim, if the husband or the father is mekayim, the part of the neder that says, I want the neder to be chal on the figs, the law is automatically kulukayim. The whole neder is kayim, and he can't be made for not even the grapes. What's going to be the geta for it? Though let's say, heifel latenim, he was only made for and said he does not want the neder to be chal for the figs. The law is ainam mufra, it's not called the good afaro. Because the cloud is, you cannot be made for half of a nether. At sheyofer afla novim, until he's made for the whole nether, both for the figs and for the grapes. That's the cloud with Dashin Apostle, but then hafar will lechatzoyim. What's going to be, she says, a lashon of Omro, she says, koinem teinim shenetu emes, v'yanovim shenetu emes. She says them like in two separate shoynes, she makes this a nether, not to taste figs, and then not to taste grapes. There's a re'elu shnei nedorim. These are considered like two separate nedarim, and therefore the husband can be made for one, or can be making one, without the other, each one is like a separate neder. Mishnah Zayin. Yoideya ani shiesh nedarim. Let's say your husband says, I know that there's a parsha of nedarim, and he heard today the way his wife made a neder, and he wasn't made for it today, 24 hours passed by. But he tells us later, avle eni yodeya shiesh mefirim, he did not know the halacha, that a husband could be made for the neder. In such a case, the offer later when he finds out that he's allowed to be made for the neder, that day is considered Yom Shemo, and that whole day he still has the right to be made for the neder. What's going to be if he says, Yodei Ani Sheyesh Mefir, and yes, I know that a husband or a father has the right to be made for the nedarim. Avol Ein Yodei Shezeh Neder, but I do not know that this is a good neder. I do not know what she said is a good neder. In such a case, Rabbi Meir Roy Meloyofer, Meir says, no, you can't be made for it. Since you heard the neder she made, and you know there is a parsha of Aforo, just you did not know that this neder needs Aforo, so it's too late, after the day passes by, you cannot be made for anymore. The Chomer and the Chomer say, though, no, Yofi could be made for. Then since he did not know that this neder needs a Aforo, that's not called Yom Shemo. And when he finds out that this neder needs a Aforo, that's the day, those 24 hours, that he has a right to be made for the neder. If the father made an issa neder that his son-in-law cannot have enjoyment from him, and now he would like to give his daughter some money, and usually whatever you give to your daughter automatically goes to her husband. So how could the father give a present now to his daughter without the husband having an offer from it? Is oimelo, he has to say to her, listen, I'm giving you some money now for a present. But providing that your husband should not have no permission with it. And secondly, I'm only giving to you at the time and when you can eat it. So therefore, it's only yours, and your husband should have no rishus over it, no hanor from it. Mishnah Tes. The pasuk says, v'neder amono grusha yokum aleho. If an amono widow makes a neder, or a grusha after she gets divorced, if she makes a neder, the pasuk says, yokum aleho, it's a good neder that nobody can be made for it. The question is, Ketzrik, what do we need the pasuk for? Pshita, she has no husband now. Of course, the husband cannot be made for it. So a case like this, Omer, let's say a lady says, Hareini Nezira Li'acha Shleishim Yoyim. She first wants to be a Nozer, Nezira, after 30 days. So at the time when she made the neder, she was an Amona, a widow. So the Chiddush is, Afa Pisha Nisayis Beter Shleishim Yoyim. Even though within these 30 days she gets remarried, she marries now. And at the time when the neder is going to